Let's see who lives the longest. We'll have some fun here. You would think if money and technology and knowledge and access to the best doctors and insurance had something to do with longevity, that billionaires, if you take billionaires as a group, as a subculture, they would have the biggest percentage of 100-year-olds, or at least average lifespans, wouldn't you? Okay. Well, Forbes magazine did that study. I thought that was the greatest. I was going to do it. And I kept writing Forbes magazine. Had they ever done it? And they said, okay, Wallach, we're going to do it. So I didn't have to spend the money. This came out in 2004, and they asked the question, what kills billionaires? I thought that was great, right? And so what they did was study billionaires. They said, billionaires are killed by the same unglamorous things that kill the rest of us. Heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, cancer, kidney failure, because they said they use the same doctors as everybody else. Dumb! Now, they said as of 2004, there's never been a billionaire who lived to be 100, and the average lifespan of billionaires is 78. The average lifespan of a falling down red wine drunk from Aurora, Ontario is 75. You don't gain a whole lot in longevity and health by being a billionaire and paying for the most expensive doctors. Well, they didn't like that. So they redid it 7 years later. In March of 2011, they redid the study. Again, cover article. There it is, March of 2011. There still has never been, as of 2011, a billionaire lived to be 100. Looks like Warren Buffett's not going to make it. And the average age dropped to 66. Now, wait a minute. In 2004, the average lifespan of billionaires was 78. And following the doctor's instructions, they dropped to 66. They lost 12 years in longevity listening to the doctors. Now, would you want a doctor who rags that he treats billionaires? I'd chase him off my lawn with a chainsaw, right? This guy, Steve Jobs, died at 56, 10 years before the average. He brought the average down. You see, he was a vegan. That's why he named his first company Apple. He was a vegan. And he believed in technology as a soul. He thought technology was it. And so he thought you could take a SIM card out of his belly and put a SIM card in. I guarantee you, he had more people looking for his cure than anybody else ever on earth. There was millions and millions and millions of people, because they knew if they had found his cure, they'd be made a trillionaire, wouldn't they? Yeah. So here they're a little 3 years old, boy. They're texting and they're Wikipedia and Googling and all this stuff looking for the answer. Bam, he's dead at 56. Now, grandma was still alive, and he'd have gone to his grandmother, and she'd have given him chicken soup, he'd still be alive. But he got the best medicine that technology could offer, and that's what killed him.